Next patient we're going to do is going to be Jesus Jurado, J-U-R-A-D-O. J-U-R-A-D-O, born 9-2-81. Mr. Jurado is a 40-year-old gentleman. He has recently left the hospital with bilateral pneumonia related to COVID-19. Back in 12/30/21, he was diagnosed with COVID-19 initially, placed on ZPAC Medrol Dospac on 1/4/22. Patient developed worsening symptoms. On 1/4/22, patient was seen in the office, had chest x-ray, showed early pneumonia. Patient was given Ceftin, albuterol inhaler, and prednisone taper. Subsequently, 2 days later, his O2 sat dropped and required hospitalization for 5 days in Killeen, K-I-L-E-E-N, Texas. patient subsequently left the hospital, just finished a course of Levaquin and Decadron, period. New paragraph, Jesus is rather obese. He weighed almost 400 pounds before. He weighs 388 now. Talking to him previously, I suspect he did have sleep apnea and untreated. Medication at this time includes Levaquin and Decadron, which he has finished. Medical problems, most likely sleep apnea, morbid obesity. In the hospital, he was checked for diabetes. None was found, and hypertension is not a problem and has no history of hypertension, family history of hypertension, diabetes. Surgery, cholecystectomy. Surgery, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. His wife just had a baby. The doctor told him to stay away from his wife and the baby for 18 days. Worked for an insurance company as an adjuster. Review of system, terrible rash under his belly, most likely related to steroids and his weight. Also cough, congestion, shortness of breath, leg pain, leg swelling, positive varicose veins, 4 liters of oxygen at this time, O2 side 96%, still short of breath with activity. Palpitation from time to time, and tachycardia and dizziness with increased work activity. He's awake, he's alert, he's in mild respiratory distress with any kind of activity. Waist 388, 93% room air, 96% 4 liters. Afebrile 16, 120 pulse, 104 over 70 heart. Positive 1, positive 2, tachycardic. Lungs, bronchi, few coarse breath sounds, minimal wheezes, abdomen, obese, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash except for the abdominal wall rash that was described. Next number, lower extremity shows varicose veins and trace edema, neurological non-focal. Chest x-ray today looks terrible. He has bilateral COVID interstitial pneumonia. His condition is actually improving. Chest x-ray is most likely lagging behind. Nevertheless, given the fact that he just finished his antibiotics, we're going to give him a Decadron 8 milligram now, Rocephin a gram now, place him on Ceftonir, 300 BID, albuterol inhaler, and steroid taper prednisone. A next number, because of his tinea related to his obesity and his steroid use, we're going to treat him with Lamisil 250 once a day and cream. Next number, check liver function test. Next number, check testosterone length level. Next number is set him up for sleep study as soon as his condition improves. Next number is morbid obesity. Next number is high risk factors for DVT, i.e. aspirin 325 once a day. During the hospitalization, he received Lovenox. Next one is vitamin C, 500 milligram once a day. Next one is vitamin D, 10,000 international units once a day. Next one is lung exercises as he's been taught by a respiratory therapist. Next one is walk as much as possible. Next one is check pulse oximeter and O2 sat and send a report to me on a daily basis. Next one is return in a week. Next one is chest x-ray. We'll check chest x-ray at that time as well. Next one is if he develops worsening symptoms, he must go to the emergency room right away. This was discussed with patient and told to patient over and over. Next number, patient was given ample time to ask questions before leaving. Next number, he does have copious amount of lymphadenopathy in his neck as well related to his current disease. Thank you.